Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome back to another edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Monday. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for putting their name on this very show. And if you haven't checked them out for Daily Fantasy NBA, tonight's a great night to do it. A lot of fun over there. A lot of position flexibility on their site. And I hope you give them a look. Doing good things over at Fantasy Draft. I'm Dan Bach, coming off a weekend where it was a wedding, it was a reunion, it was hanging out with family and friends. So, I don't know, maybe the pipes sound as good as they normally do, but they don't feel as good as they normally do here today. And getting a little bit of a late start on things because inexplicably, the people at American Airlines need to do things a little bit better because when do you have like a evening flight that's already been delayed, but, you know, you're looking at like 10 p.m., 11 p.m., you're in the air, and they don't dim the cabin lights. Like, they don't dim them. Like, it was a savage move by these people, by this flight crew yesterday, so I was hoping to get some rest on that flight, didn't get it, so I had to catch up this morning, so apologize for the slight tardiness in getting this posted, but we're going to spend time mainly talking about NBA for today. We got an 8-game slate. NFL was probably a down week overall. I didn't play much on DraftKings. Just fired like 3 or 4 tournament lineups, and I think I cashed 2 or 3 of them. So I made a little bit there. But on FanDuel, played some cash, and it didn't go so hot for me. Yeah, Matt Ryan, so much for that 300 yards against the New England Patriots that everybody gets except him. Jay Ajayi, that didn't work out great either. So all in all, not the finest week I've ever had. So you know, it's so many distractions this past week. You know, with the trip and basketball and all this stuff. So I gotta refine my process here with multiple sports going on. So hopefully we can get back on the winning side for NFL in this week 8. But let's concentrate today on hoops, where I had a nice weekend. I think I had 4th in the slam on Friday night, I think that was. Built some teams on the plane. Listened to my boy Mangone, who was spitting fire on the podcast for Friday. And props to him. He had a really nice night as well. I think he won 15K. STL Cardinals has won like 50K twice already, so I'd listen to him. He knows what he's talking about, so congrats, another big night for him the other day. That was the day where Lonzo Ball, I knew, was going to be so underowned because he played like such trash that opening day and was going against a garbage team and was like 3% owned on FanDuel. Those are the situations I love and took advantage of. So good day for me this weekend. So hopefully we can keep the momentum going for hoops here tonight. We got an 8-gamer. We're going to go position by position again. We'll try and talk about all the sites and their pricing. Again, you got more flexibility on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft than you do on FanDuel. So that does change, you know, some of the way that you're going to kind of construct your rosters. But let's start at point guard today, where if you have not heard, the big injury of the day is Dennis Schroeder. He is going to be out for this matchup, and here comes the Malcolm Delaney chalk night. That's right, this is why you want to play some cash the Monday after NBA or after NFL pays out, because I don't think your noobs who are just putting together some lineups are going to play Malcolm Delaney today, but he's 3,100 on FanDuel, 3K on DraftKings, 6K on Fantasy Draft, and he is going to be playing a much increased role here with Schroeder out. In fact, very good chance this guy could potentially start. He'd been playing, 20 minutes or so in the last couple of games, so if he gets that bumped up to 30 minutes, if you've got a pulse, you should be able to make value at this salary. And I mean, it's just minuscule at 31 and 3K, and it gets you Antetokounmpo. It can get you James Harden today. So he is going to be the mega chalk. If you want to play game theory and you want to fade mega chalk, he is probably the guy to do it. But we'll see exactly kind of how the breakdown is of the lineup. But I don't see him not getting 27-plus minutes today. And when you consider all the shots that are gone, there's not like another obvious guy who's going to come up and take them necessarily. You know, they've got, you know, guys like Dedmon and Muscala who are not, you know, offensive players. Torian Prince is kind of nice, but his price got bumped up. Bellinelli could be a guy who gets a few more shots as well. But I think Delaney's just going to be the plug and play for us in cash games. And then how much you like to game theory it up in GPPs is up to you. The matchup versus Miami, I mean, it's not stellar. We don't even have a game total on this one. They're usually a decent defensive team. And if he was like at 4K or 4,500, I wouldn't be as enthusiastic. But when he's that cheap, I think you got to go there. And you know what? I was shocked the other day when Augustine was like only like 12% owned in FanDuel GPPs against Brooklyn as the starting point guard because Peyton was out. Like, man, edge, hashtag edge. So Malcolm Delaney, I like him a good bit today in this matchup. Dallas takes on Golden State. We'll see what Dennis Smith Jr.'s status is going to be in this one. If he would sit, then clearly a guy like J.J. Barea is going to get a bump up. But his salary did get bumped up already. He's 5K on both FanDuel and DraftKings. So he's not out of play at that salary, but it's not like he is necessarily playing 30 minutes even in that starter's role. 21 and 27 in each of the last two. But you like the shot attempts, 13 and 14 for him in each of the last two games. So I'm fine with him in this really pace-up game against Golden State. Fantasy drafts, he checks in at 9,800. So that's one guy, another value option that we are looking at in this game. A few other spots we got to look at. Obviously, on the high end, you've got John Wall and Steph Curry. I think it's a great John Wall game here against Denver. A super high total of 222. This is a road game, so you do kind of get some concern about playing on the road in Denver. I don't believe this is a back end of the back-to-back, so that's a good sign there. But I think John Wall should explode here against Jamal Murray and this Denver team. Curry, you get a little less excited about because this is a road game at Dallas, who plays one of the slowest paces in all of basketball. But you know, after getting the ejection the other night, the salary on him is $1,000 cheaper off of John Wall. But again, it's the problem you have rostering all these guys on Golden State is, you know, where's the production going to come on said night? Is it Clay? Is it Draymond? Is it Durant? Is it Curry? So, but he's kind of in that price range where I think that's kind of baked in the salary a little bit at 9,200. So I don't hate him over there on FanDuel at that kind of price point. Let's check his numbers out on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft here. He is 8,700 on DraftKings, 16 on Fantasy Draft. And yeah, I mean, he's been, you know, shots have been fine. 17, 16, 18, free throws are there. So yeah, I don't have a real big problem with it. But again, you're probably playing Delaney, and then that leaves you on FanDuel with one other choice. Still probably a little bit more excited up with John Wall if I'm going there in cash games today. A few other plays for us to throw out there that I think are kind of intriguing here today. Mike Conley gets a big pace-up game against Houston, and they're playing a bit faster. You take Zebo out of the mix, and this team is getting up and down the floor a little bit more. Was really good in that opener against New Orleans. 9-for-16 shooting, 42 FanDuel points that day. And another guy who's always good for usually a couple of steals. And did not bounce back well, though, against Golden State. 3-for-14 from the field, so only got you 21 FanDuel points that day. That's not going to cut it. Probably more of a GPP play, but I think a guy who does bring some scoring into a game that they're probably going to need a bunch of scoring. So I don't mind him here today. Let's see. Probably off of Kemba Walker against Milwaukee. That's not the matchup I like. George Hill against Phoenix. Phoenix, you know, just fired their coach. They're terrible. They don't play any defense. George Hill, like, I don't know what happened in this game against Denver. 1 for 5 is in 22 minutes is what his production was. Was fine against Dallas the game before. 9 for 12, 31 FanDuel points that day. But 5,100 on DraftKings, probably a little bit better spot for him there because he's shooting guard eligible as well. I just love the potential pace you have in this game against Houston, against Phoenix. Now, Eric Bledsoe, on the other hand, I don't know what to think here. You know, again, another guy who tweeted out, I want to get out of here. Like, he tweeted publicly, I want to leave, or this, you know, this is not where I want to be. And then next thing I know, I think it was it DeAndre Jordan who didn't tweet at him, but just was like, come home, bro. Just a random tweet out there. So we'll see if something happens on that front. But Bledsoe, you know, he's kind of been disgruntled, hasn't been playing well. And I don't know how this is going to kind of break down. You know, he played fine against the Lakers there at 41 FanDuel points that day, 10 of 18 from the field. But then against the Clippers, low minutes, didn't shoot the ball, clearly unhappy. So he's cheap at 7,200 here against Sacramento. But remember, Sacramento plays relatively slow. This team's at a 209. This game's at a 209 total here right now. But at that price per point, he's kind of interesting today at that point guard spot. And that's the guys I'm looking to play there at point guard. Let's move on to shooting guard. And yeah, again, depending on where you're playing is, you know, the eligibility of players. Overall, this position, not overly attractive. We do have some value I think we can look at potentially here. And going back to Atlanta again with Kent Bazemore. This is another guy, though, who, like Delaney, is one who I feel like is going to get an uptick in shots because that's kind of what his game is. You know, slasher, score. So I think he's one who could maybe pick up 5 shot attempts in this game, 4 or 5 shot attempts. And if he does that, at the salary that we're paying on him, 47 on DraftKings, 92 on Fantasy Draft, and 48 on FanDuel, where you got to roster 2 guys, I'm interested. So I'm looking at Kent Bazemore squarely as a guy in play. Wes Matthews, I love the minutes. He's been over 30, and you know what? The league is getting less and less around like condensing minutes and more about spreading them out. The more that I've looked at these game logs, the first 3 games, there's not as much like mid-30s consistency as we've come to see. Wes Matthews has some of it, but he's such an up-and-down type player. I think I'd probably just reserve him for tournaments today. But I like him better than like Buddy Hield today against Phoenix. Buddy Hield's just not good. Klay Thompson's been just fine so far to start this year. Gets this date against Dallas. And again, same reason that I talked about with Steph. You don't love the matchup. Against Memphis, he didn't score a whole lot in that one, but did still take 16 shots. Moderate price tag on him at 7,200. I'm fine if we want to look to him today. Avery Bradley, man, did he ever let me down? What was that, yesterday or Saturday? I don't know. I don't know what happened with that game. 2 for 9 shooting. I guess he salvaged it because he was so terrible. And I guess the 2 steals over there helped a little bit. He got you 20 fantasy points. But he's a guy I expected a lot more from this season than we're getting. So I probably need to just stay away from that one because he was definitely a guy that I was kind of looking to roster. But kind of disappointing so far this season. Devin Booker, on the other hand, you know, had that awesome game against the Lakers. And then came back against the Clippers and 5 for 14 shooting in 31 minutes. Some people said that, you know, he might be a little bit banged up. He was questionable going into that game, but you can't argue with the upside on the salary at 7,200. So I don't mind Devin Booker today. I'm looking at Will Barton here at 6K on FanDuel in particular, where you're rostering two shooting guards, and he is, I like him better than Gary Harris. Maybe it's, I don't know, a bias thing or whatnot, but 13 and 14 shots the first couple of games. He fills up a lot of different categories and can play multiple positions. So, you know, Harris is at 5'7". We've got his projection at 33. We've got Barton at 32. I'm going to give the edge to Barton here over Gary Harris, and I really think he is in play for us today. James Harden against Memphis. It is slow down, but he is James Harden, and he should just continue to feast. I know that Clay did not play particularly well in that last game against Memphis, but I'm not worried about that. Totally different type of ball handler and player. So, yeah, I like him today. Obviously, I think everybody does. Eric Gordon, very interesting as well at 6.2. This guy has been impressive so far this season. You know, coming off the bench, he's really filled in on that role, on that, you know, scoring role in that on that team, and heavy usage numbers through three games this season, and still kind of moderately priced. I think he gets a tad bit overlooked, way down in our price per point projections over there in RotoGrinders. So 56 on DraftKings, 62 on FanDuel, 11-2 on Fantasy Draft. Definitely a score that I'm interested in. Bellinelli, I think we can consider him too as a value play. I don't know if I want to go there in cash. I think you can make the argument on FanDuel a little bit more because he is really, really cheap at 3,900 and has taken, you know, 13, 10, and 14 shots. You know, that middle game, he was 1 for 10 from the field against Charlotte. That's not very good. But I think, you know, he's definitely in the conversation with Schroeder, with Schroeder out. But he's also not a guy who, like, creates necessarily his own shot. So I think Bazemore gets a better jump out of those two if I was going to levy a prediction there. Jeremy Lamb, I think we got to look at him a little bit here. I love the minutes. He got 38 minutes against Atlanta last game. Obviously, the price went up after that really early start where he was like min salary. Now he's 5,500. But I think there's meat on that bone still. He took 17 shot attempts. He's a guy who will get you like 8 rebounds, 7 rebounds from time to time. Pretty good rebounder. And, you know, steals, block. He fills up every category. So I don't hate him today for tournaments. You know, road game against Milwaukee, maybe not the best spot, you know, but I don't hate him here for the minutes that he's playing. And like I talked about, there's just not as much, you know, steady mid-30s minutes as I think we'd love to see. And I think he's one guy who can potentially provide that for us here today. All right, let's go to small forward. And, you know, depending on where you're playing, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, he's really good. Well, he's power forward. I'm looking at, like, FanDuel right now. So we'll get to him in a minute. But small forward on FanDuel in particular, Kevin Durant should be a lock and load just because, you know, you talk about position scarcity. There's not much at this position at all. So Durant, you're playing. And then I'm thinking you're probably going to maybe a TJ Warren, who I like, definitely has some scoring upside. He's not afraid to shoot the basketball at all. And still moderately priced at 5,600. Chandler at 57, he's all right. But maybe Barnes at 400 more is a little bit better way to go. Because again, we talk about minutes, and he's one guy who's really locked in on him. 30, 38, 38. Shot attempts 17, 18, 13. Again, not the most, the strongest rebounder assist guy you're going to find out there, but in a tempo up game, Harrison Barnes definitely got to be under consideration. And I think pairing him and Durant is not going to be a bad move today. Kelly Oubre drew the start last game. Will probably draw the start again today. He's been playing in the mid-30s minutes. But a big price bump on him, especially on FanDuel at 53. DraftKings at 42 and FanDraft at 84. I think he's in play if he starts again. I mean, they threw him out there for a chunk of minutes and you know, didn't do a whole lot against Detroit, that is for certain, but was pretty good against Philly in that opener. I don't think he's a cash game play, but I'd put him in my, you know, GPP script, assuming he draws the start today. Let's see. I think that's about all I've got here. Bob Covington, he's fine against Detroit, but not my favorite spot. Let's see, 58 over there on FanDuel, DraftKings. He's been cheaper on DraftKings. Let's see, 57. He's all right. I mean, he's not a cash game play for me. All right, let's move on to power forward here. And a couple things to keep note of, some injuries. We've got the big out there, Valanciunas, looks like he's going to miss. We've got Hassan Whiteside, who missed the game the other night. So if he is out, Kelly Olynyk had a really good game. And, you know, Olynyk's absolutely viable for us today. 5,200 on FanDuel, 58 over there on DraftKings. And I think he's more viable, obviously, if Whiteside is out. But pretty nice price tag on him if that scenario plays out. Draymond Green's price is really falling here. 77 over on FanDuel. DraftKings, he is at 72. He hasn't really had, I guess that first game was a true Draymond game. 9 points, 13 assists, 10 rebounds. But then followed up with 10, 9, and 5, 3, 7, and 6 against Memphis. That's a really tough spot against Marc Gasol for him, though. I think this is a fine rebound spot here against Dallas. I know it's a pace down game, but assuming that he's healthy and, you know, I don't see him not being, considering he played 36 and 34 minutes, he's just getting a little too cheap, and he's going to have those monster block and steals games. He hasn't had them yet, but when he does, he's going to put up like a 65 burger over there on FanDuel with that 3-point steal and block scoring. It's going to happen with him soon. So I like him today, price per point. He kind of fits a build for me. Aldridge has been just on fire with Kawhi Leonard out. Is it sustainable? I worry a little bit about that. They get a home game against Toronto, which should be a pretty competitive game. Yeah, it's a pretty tight spread between these two. I'm fine with him if Leonard is out, but he's really priced up at 8-8, so I don't think he's like a plug-and-play. Even on DraftKings, they got him at 8,500. He's not really a high-usage guy, but maybe he's happy now that he got that big fat contract or something. I don't think he's I'm not forcing him into my lineups today, that's for sure. Antetokounmpo is looking like league MVP after three games, but you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But boy, he just looks absolutely unstoppable out there. Monster price over there on FanDuel at 12-2, which, man, it's a big number. You're probably not getting him and Harden into your lineup together. You might be able to with Malcolm Delaney. I haven't messed with it too much yet. But DraftKings at 10-9, much easier, more flexibility with the roster builds. Same with Fantasy Draft at about 19-5. Like, he's going to fit your lineup builds. Therefore, more than he does on FanDuel. Let's see. A couple guys I got to talk about. John Collins here on Atlanta is interesting against Miami. Dude is pretty darn good. I don't know if he's got solid enough minutes for us to use him, but he was a beast over there at Wake Forest. Dude can rebound 13 boards in 21 minutes last game to go with 14 points. I kind of like him in this second unit here against Miami. They don't have a lot of size, and I could see him easily doing really well on the boards. 4,800 on FanDuel, 4K on DraftKings, 7,800 on Fantasy Draft. I don't think his role changes much at all with Schroeder out, but definitely a guy that is uber talented and I'm a fan of. So maybe like a 2%er. For me over in DraftKings today, but maybe 5% are over there if you're multi-entering. A few other names I want to talk about, though. Zebo against Phoenix. Man, the minutes came down for him in that second game. You know, he was fine in that first one off of oral surgery, played 30 minutes. But the second game against Denver, you know, 5 for 13 from the field. He's probably going to shoot better than that more times than not. And that was in 20 minutes. He took 13 shots in 20 minutes. And grabbed 9 rebounds. So 11 and 9 and 20. I have to look and see exactly kind of what happened in that game. But I think there's potential there because they don't have a lot of veteran scorers, especially in that front court. I mean, it's like Scalabissier. They've got Willie Cauley-Stein, Kostakoufis. Like, those guys, you know, they're not polished NBA offensive players by any standard, where Zach Randolph absolutely is. And I think by the looks of things, they're going to give him a ton of touches. So at, let's see, 54 on DraftKings, 55 on FanDuel, 10-6 on Fantasy Draft. I think he's intriguing for me today in a game against Phoenix, which we've seen they can give up a ton of fantasy points. So he's a guy that I'm interested in. Josh Jackson, man, he's let me down tremendously, so I'm going to kind of get off of him here for a little bit for Phoenix. Keep your eye on James Johnson. He played really well last game with Mr. Whiteside out, gave you 44 FanDuel points in 29 minutes, and he's always been able to fill it up, but here's a perfect example. 5 blocks, 15 points coming from blocks. That's a bit of an outlier, though. You know, 14, 8, 4, and 2 is still a really nice game for him at 5,900 on FanDuel. 63 on DraftKings. I think I'm off of that. I don't see that being in play for me today. Millsap against Washington. You know, man, this Denver team has kind of been all over the map. Even his minutes, 28, 33, each of the last two games, they're good, not great. Love the salary to be a little bit less than it is. That's why I think he's more in play on DraftKings fan draft than he is on FanDuel for us today. We'll see if Serge Ibaka gets any sort of uptick in production here. I mean, dude's just kind of like turned into like a three-point shooter. Is that right? Like, what was he? 5 of 9 from three-pointers this last game against Philadelphia. At least we know Philadelphia still can't defend the three-point shot. You know, rebounding still 5, blocks 2, which is always nice on FanDuel. Again, with Valanciunas out, maybe does a little bit more work on the glass. 62-57. Again, power forward, there's a lot of ways you can go at this position. This is the deepest position by far for us here today. And I think that's going to cover where I'm looking. Kaminsky, Marvin, Kaminsky won me a lot of money the other night, but boy, he got hot. I just don't know if that's going to happen again. So I'm probably going to pass on that one. Oh, let's talk Otto Porter here real quick. Jason Smith is out. He went ham. 57 on FanDuel, 54 over on DraftKings in 37 minutes. He's not going to shoot 11 for 19, I think. I think that was a bit of an outlier of a game. So the 6,900 on FanDuel, way too expensive, I think, to be throwing him into lineups. DraftKings, though, at 59, absolutely squarely in play at that salary. And, you know, on FanDuel and GPPs in a game stack, which I think is viable on an 8-game slate like tonight, I'm all right with it, but I don't see he's a one-off cash game play for me. All right, let's go to center. And could this be the day Andre Drummond breaks out of the funk against Philadelphia? There's major risk here in this one because his biggest problem has been foul trouble, and he's going against Joel Embiid, who literally will draw fouls almost at a faster clip than maybe anybody in the league not named DeMarcus Cousins. But Andre Drummond, just to put it in context for you, has not had under 14 rebounds in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games against Philadelphia, and had double-doubles in 7 of those 8, including 18-16, 25-18, 12-18, 19-15, 14-14, 16-17, 14-14. He's really played well against Philadelphia. He has been garbage for us so far this season. Somewhere Hoop 24-10 is laughing on his way to the bank, where all of us donkeys continue to play Andre Drummond, but tonight might be the night. A little bit of a price decrease. He's at 8,300 over there on FanDuel here tonight. On DraftKings, he's at 78. Fantasy draft at 14.3. Especially on those other two where you've got, you know, multiple position eligibility, you've got utilities, you can play more than one center. I think you're going to see Drummond on my DraftKings team and my FanDraft team. FanDuel, I think he is in play today, but, you know, you could get Marc Gasol against Houston at 8,700 in a tremendous spot for him. I'm interested in that one a good bit. You know, Jokic is coming off a terrible game. You got to think he's going to turn it around. Is this the spot against Washington at 8,600 for him? He is in play. Embiid, you know, man, we want to see him play a full complement of minutes, but he's been so good in the 28-26 he's played so far this season that, you know, as much as I like Drummond, he can't defend anybody. So Embiid could be in play for us tonight. Probably not going to Dwight Howard against Milwaukee. You could. I mean, they're kind of thin on that inside. And he's played pretty well. 15 rebounds in each of the first two games. A lot of minutes. Nick Batum out. Maybe opened up a little bit more rebounding for him. What's his numbers here? 67 on DraftKings, 74 on FanDuel. I don't know if I'm box score chasing that or not, but feels too low, especially on FanDuel. Like, he could easily get a number of blocks against, like, Greg Monroe or, you know, I'm interested. I'm talking myself into Dwight Howard. Looks too cheap. He might, you know, he wanted to come back a different player. Maybe he does this week. Dwayne Dedman, I think I'll pass on that one. I don't see his role changing. There's going to be some steam behind Jakob Poeltl for Toronto, with Valanciunas likely to miss this game. You just don't love this spot here against San Antonio. If he was 3K, I'd be buying all day long. But we're looking at 4K on DraftKings, 45 on FanDuel. Played really well against Philadelphia. But again, bigs usually do. I just gave you the Andre Drummond numbers. 30 fantasy points in 16 minutes. Did have 9 of those points come on blocks. Scored 14 on 6 of 7 shooting. I don't think he does that today against San Antonio. But I think a lot of people are going to give him a long look today. So they can jam in. They want to jam in, obviously, Antetokounmpo and Harden. I get it. If you get 30 fantasy points, that's wonderful. I probably put him at about the projection we have at 20. Like, I think that's fair for him today. That's it. I'm out of here. Good luck today on your games. We went through them all. Tons of great content on Roto Grinders. Make sure you're checking out Crunch Time with Andy Means. That is going to be the final 30 minutes after our last Grinders Live. But it's on Lineup HQ. It's exclusively for your premium subscribers. So just more reason to give it a look. It's a seven-day free trial on our premium. So there's no reason not to try it and see if you like it. And as always, remember, you get all the sports for what we do on one low price. So, boy, sounded like Ron Popeil there. I absolutely did. One low price. But thanks for listening, everyone. Great to be back talking NBA with you. Big slate on a Tuesday, I believe. So if that's the case, we'll return for another one of these wonderful podcasts. And check us out on Twitter at Dan_Bach on SiriusXM from 1 to 2 Eastern, Monday through Friday, and right here on iTunes and the Roto Grinders app. Till then, good luck, and we will see you.